The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. A park in Tokyo, Japan, has added two new public restrooms that feature transparent walls. The restrooms remain see-through until people enter. Then the walls turn opaque once the doors are closed. Award-winning Japanese architect Shigeru Ban is the designer of the unique toilets. The goal of the project was to make them accessible to anyone regardless of age, gender, or disability. The outer walls of the toilets have a layer of glass that remain clear when hooked up to an electric current. But when the door is locked, the current is cut, and a special film makes the glass opaque to conceal the user. Cecilia Lopez, a travel blogger from Argentina, was very interested in the design.
Maybe I feel a little anxious the first time, like, will this work? Is somebody like in the glass trying to look inside or something? But yeah, I think it's more for the fun of it, like to really feel comfortable inside.
Kanasaji, a member of the social innovation team of the Nippon Foundation, explained the reasoning for the design.
When designing this, there are two concerns when using Tokyo toilets. First is whether it's clean inside, and second, if there is anyone hiding inside. So if you can confirm both of those, it will be safe.
Amid the pandemic, 50-year-old Hong Kong costume designer and actor Edmund Cook has not slowed down his creative process with the designs of his custom masks. The masks started gaining attention on his social media platforms, with each piece displaying dramatic and playful faces on face masks. The masks are made to represent current issues occurring in the world, not for daily use.
I think every piece of art is originated from our daily lives. A lot of things in my life have inspired me to make these face masks. Take the coronavirus as an example. I've seen a lot of pictures of this virus, and it has a lot of spikes. It happened that I had some materials from my cuttings which look similar, and so I created this face mask.
Most of the masks were made without the use of special materials. Cook only used ordinary household objects and leftover costume designs.
I really want to document different things that happen in our lives. I think this project is not only about the face masks that I've made, they're Hong Kong people's face masks, which record what happened to us.
For Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from The Voice of America.